In this bulletin, Prime Minister Scott Morrison announces major changes to international border rules. The Senate has rejected Pauline Hanson's bill to remove vaccine mandates. And in sport, Chinese tennis star Peng Shuai says she's safe and well. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says certain visa holders will be allowed to come to Australia without having to apply for an exemption from the 1st of December. This will include skilled and student visas, as well as humanitarian and working holiday visas. Mr. Morrison says this is a major milestone for Australia's pathway back to normality.
The return of skilled workers and students to Australia is a major milestone in our pathway back. It's a major milestone about what Australians have been able to achieve and enable us to do. It'll mean a lot for the economies of our country, right around the country, who need those workers and want to see those students return. And so we're looking forward to that occurring from the 1st of December. We have done this in an orderly way.
Mr. Morrison also confirmed that fully vaccinated citizens from Japan and Korea will also be allowed to enter Australia from the 1st of December without having to quarantine. The Senate has rejected Pauline Hanson's bill to remove vaccine mandates, despite five government senators crossing the floor. Ms. Hanson introduced her bill via video link this morning, saying a pandemic of discrimination has been unleashed on the Australian people. However, she was unable to vote on her own bill because she's still in Queensland and attending Parliament remotely. She's criticised state premiers and Prime Minister Scott Morrison for not legislating to remove state legislation after he denounced vaccine mandates. Neighbours say they're devastated about a house fire in Melbourne's west that killed four children. The children's parents and an 8-year-old boy managed to escape the Werribee home and were taken to hospital, but firefighters were unable to rescue the remaining children. The parents are in a stable condition while the surviving 8-year-old boy has been discharged from hospital. Neighbour Robert Deegan says the incident has devastated the neighbourhood.
I guess situations like this, the community sort of do get together a little bit and try and help each other where they can, and that's sort of a nice feeling, but it's still a devastating thing that's happened.
Police are yet to reveal the cause of the blaze. Police in the United States say more than 20 people are injured and some have died after a car ploughed into a parade in Wisconsin. Footage posted online shows a red sports utility vehicle driving through a Christmas parade. Onlookers screamed as people were knocked to the ground by the car. Police Chief Dan Thompson says several people have been killed.
Some of the individuals were children and there were some fatalities as a result of this incident. We will not be releasing information on fatalities at this time while we are working on notifying the family members of the deceased. An officer did discharge his weapon at the suspect vehicle to try to stop the vehicle. No bystanders were injured as a result of the weapon discharge.
A London schoolgirl who left the capital in 2015 to join IS militants in Syria says she wants to face trial back in the UK. Shamima Began is asking for the British government to interrogate her in an attempt to reassure the public that she's not a threat to national security.
I mean, I don't think I can reassure them. I think only the government can reassure them. And the only way for the government to reassure them is if they come to see me or if they take me back and, interrogate me for however long they want to interrogate me.
And in sport, Chinese tennis star Peng Shuai had a video call on Sunday with the president of the International Olympic Committee and told him she was safe and well after Western governments had expressed concern for her well-being. She explained she was living at her home in Beijing and would like to have her privacy respected at this time, but says she'll continue to be involved in tennis. There were concerns following a nearly 3-week public absence after she alleged that a former senior Chinese official had sexually assaulted her. Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, cloud clearing, 25. A shower or two in Adelaide, also 25. Partly cloudy in Melbourne, 26. Hobart, similar conditions, 22. Canberra, a shower or two, 19. Wollongong, showers and 21. Sydney, similar conditions, 24. Newcastle, a shower or two, 24 degrees. Brisbane, a similar forecast, 26. Cairns, mostly sunny, 34. And Darwin, a possible storm and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.